Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Thank you so much for leaving a written review or sending us a voice message. Shalene loves them so much that she has decided that if we pick one of your written reviews or your voice messages and play them on one of her episodes, you will automatically be placed into a drawing where you will have the chance to win a free ticket to one of our live events and to meet Shalene. So go to your favorite podcast app and leave us a written review or go to ShaleneJohnson.com/podcast and leave us a voice message. Good luck and hope to see you at one of our next events.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. Today, you're in luck. You get both of us. You get Brock and Shalene, and we are here answering your questions as submitted to us on Instagram. If you're not following both of us, you need to, because we do these live, you know, timely interactions where you'll actually be able to chat with us, ask your questions, and then you might just get featured on Build Your Tribe. We're taking your questions rapid fire and offering our best solutions. All right, first question. Karen asks, I want to write an ebook and help people who struggle with depression to the point at which even searching online for answers may seem overwhelming. What I want to do is compile in an ebook all the links and resources to mentors such as yourself and others who have helped me over the years to combat and deal with my own depression and finally see the light at the end of the tunnel. I want to structure it so maybe it's almost like a 10-day challenge where there are links to specific podcasts that I think that they should listen to, posts that they can read each day, people that they should follow and they can pair it up with, and actions that they can take. My question is this. Is it legal for me to do that, to provide links to this content? Or will I need to get authorization from each one of the individuals whose products, blogs, or podcasts that I'm sharing? I feel like all this stuff is accessible to anyone as long as I'm clearly giving credit and I'm directing those links back to their websites, etc. Is that okay, or do I need to get authorization?
First of all, thank you for being so respectful, but you don't have to get permission to promote someone else's product or page or podcast or book that they've written themselves or anything like that. I would love it. I love it when people post my stuff. Heck, I think it's a compliment when people repost my pictures on Instagram, even without giving me credit. People will be like, hey, is it acceptable? You know, like, don't you fear people are going to reshare your stuff or post your stuff without giving you credit? That's okay. I've created it to be shared. And so if 99 people share and give me credit and one person shares it without credit, that's okay with me. But to answer your question, you don't need to go out and get approval from each of these people. They will be more than approving and more than happy to let you use their links. So please, I think this sounds like an awesome challenge. So yeah, definitely go out there and create it and get all those links and don't worry about the nitty gritty of making sure that every single person approves. They're going to approve.
Karen, I think this is freaking brilliant. I would be honored. If somebody has public content that they're promoting and sharing, you will be hard pressed to find anyone who's not excited about the fact that you're sending traffic to them. Like, that's a beautiful thing. Really, this is such an important book for you to write. It's great. I love it. I think it's a fantastic idea. And as I always say, you know, some of us, we have expertise in an area, and then you can also be an expert at cultivating the right experts. I'm not a nutrition expert, but I have assembled a team of the best experts and the best information, and that's what the 1-3-1 method is, but I'm always giving credit. So I really commend you, Karen. This idea is radical. I love it. And Brock and I both would be happy to promote your ebook here on this show when it's done.
This question comes from Brandon and is specifically about his wife, Bryn, and her social media following and business. They sent me an audio message, which I am a huge fan of. It's so much more personal and authentic than even just your normal text direct message. So if you can ever send audio messages on Instagram, definitely recommend that. Here is his message.
So my wife is in MLM, and we have a lot of people say that she is inspiring and how does she do it all, but we can't seem to get people to take action, either join her team or buy her product or service. How do you go from inspiring people to getting them to take action?
So when I hear that, I have a lot of questions. Like, so I want to know what's missing. And I almost feel like we have to look at their social media. Can we? Oh, okay, cool. Oh, hold on. We can actually look at it live right now while we're recording this. Let's see. Okay, so she has almost 2,000 followers.
Almost 3,000 followers.
Oh, yeah, almost 3,000 followers. But these last, click on that video. And how many comments are there?
One. Actually zero, because it was her own.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to go back further and see. So from these last like couple of weeks, it looks like engagement is next to nothing. Like, so for some reason, people aren't engaging. And the pictures are cute. I'm just not sure. What's the message? What is she saying in the message? Is there decent content there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems to be.
Huh. So decent content, comments, photos, okay.
Even scrolling back further, it seems like she used to get a good amount of likes, a fair
like
amount of likes.
Triple the amount.
Look at it.
Like, these are triple. Mm-hmm. Even, and those are just a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm, but even back then, the number of comments was still relatively low, which means that her audience, although liking her photos, they weren't that engaged.
Yeah. One thing I'm noticing here, she's got a lot of information in her comments, but it's almost like it's all the information. So she's lacking that curiosity marketing. Mm-hmm. And it's a monologue, not a dialogue. Mm-hmm. So she's not asking questions. You've got to give people a reason to interact with you. And it feels a little bit like it's a monologue, like, here's what I'm doing. Here's who I am. She's done a great job in her bio.
Great job.
What does her bio say?
Her bio says, I help women get in shape before, during, and after pregnancy. So she has a very clear mission. She's in within a niche. She has a great link. She has hashtags in her bio. All of that seems to be set up correctly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just say that the focus on relationship and community building is what might be lacking here.
And if I just glance at her page, remember the way Instagram works is if things start to look like white noise, if it's like, oh, there's that same friend of mine or that same person I follow and there's a picture of them again exercising and there's another picture of them again exercising and there's another picture of them again holding their baby, it always looks the same. So you always assume the comment underneath is going to be the same. And over time, you're going to see, ladies and gentlemen, check your own IG. If it is slowly gone backwards in engagement and likes and comments, then take a look at your page and say, has it looked the same for a long time? And that we used to think of being a good thing, like consistency and branding. But if it always looks the same, it's like there's nothing new there. And and so why should we engage? Why should we look? You've got to give people a reason to go like, wait, what is this? Where they have to scroll in and read it. And it needs to be like, okay, this helps me, not this is about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I would say one kind of tangible way that you can move from apparently all these people saying that it's inspirational and motivational is to create some way to get to their email. Like, there needs to be some bridge there between something that's totally free and totally easy, like a comment on a social media or a DM on social media, to something that's somewhere in between actually handing over a credit card mm-hmm. or becoming a part of their business. There's got to be some sort of first step there so we're not just bunny hopping all the way to the top of the pyramid.
Bunny hopping to the pyramid. Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, we need some sort of email collector, whether that's a freemium, a newsletter, a short course. And before that is even going to get, because if we just jump straight to creating that freemium, that probably won't get that much engagement anyway. So before we even create that, we really need to just go deep on relationships with people. Send video messages, send audio messages. Focus on the people who actually are engaging and who actually are liking and commenting and sending messages. Build the relationship with them first, then worry about everything else second.
And a perfect example of how she could do this or how you could do this is I'm looking at one of her posts where she's talking about this great free challenge group that she's putting together for moms. And she says, click the link if you want to join. Well, now you're giving them the responsibility of clicking a link. And people, they know, okay, well, that's going to take me off Instagram. I'm really not in the mood to do that right now. I think a better step might be to say, this is a free group and it's amazing. If this is something you'd be interested in, send me a DM and I will share with you the details. That way, you have the ability now to follow up with them. If someone is just going to a link in your bio, you have no way of knowing if they actually did or to follow up and see what they thought or what might be stopping them or preventing them, what objections they might have. Another great way to do this in stories is rather than saying swipe up and go to my link, you can say, if that's something you're interested in, click yes or no. Yes. And then when they click yes, you can see all the people who clicked yes and you can send them a DM. And now you have a conversation, which, you know, to Brock's point, is a relationship.
Do the poll, yes or no. And then anyone who votes yes, you can send them a direct message. And please, I beg of you, don't send the, hey girl, you know, the copy and paste message. Take 10 seconds to click on, see what their name is, and then say, hey, Cheryl, send them a video. Like, I appreciate you voting yes. And then send them like a personalized little 10-second message. People will be blown away with that relationship you just started.
Yeah. Next question is from Lisa, and she asks, how can I start to promote my business when I don't have everything perfectly finalized?
Oh, yes. So my tip is that, yes, everything must be perfectly in order and planned out before you can launch. Actually, no, that was some sarcasm. Nothing will ever be perfect. Nothing will ever be exactly how you want it.
Nothing's ever done.
He who starts and fails is farther ahead than the person who fails to start at all.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes. He who starts and fails is always ahead of he who fails to start. It's going to be messy. It's going to be sloppy. Just today on my Instagram, I shared kind of like the progress. And I started out with the idea to help parents keep their kids safe on Snapchat. But if I hadn't started with that really sloppy idea, and it was sloppy, and my videos were sloppy, and my on-camera delivery was far from perfect or natural, everything was messy. And if I hadn't allowed myself the freedom to fail and the opportunity to start and pursue my passion, then I wouldn't have grown to where I am today. I wouldn't have been able to help all the people that I've been able to help. Mm-hmm. As humans, it's irrational to think that we can ever be perfect. And it's wrong to think that anything we can create would ever be perfect. Our business, our life, anything we create, it's going to be imperfect. And people expect that. People understand that of us. So we need to expect that and understand that of ourselves and allow ourselves to just start.
And Brock and I were talking this morning about a practice that I think you'll maybe feel more comfortable with. And it's called seeding. It's bringing your followers and the people who are already your fans and biggest supporters and who are interested in paying attention, is bringing them along for the journey so that they feel like co-creators, that they're in on it. You know, it's someone letting you know, like, I'm working on this thing, I'm developing it, here's where I'm at, and you're documenting your day and your journey. And those are the people who are your biggest fans. Those are the people who, they love you because you're authentic. And they don't even need to know exactly what it is. And it certainly doesn't need to be perfect because they already freaking love you. So start promoting it, start seeding and talking about it, which isn't to say you're promoting it, but, like, you know, technically you are, right? But you're just talking about it. And that's very natural. When we start promoting things and selling things, it just feels kind of slimy. So just be legitimately excited about what you're working on and it'll all come together naturally.
My question comes from the One Stop Social, and they ask, will engagement groups or pods hinder your growth and engagement in Instagram? Hmm. And I have kind of two answers to this, depending on what exactly you mean by engagement group or pods. If you mean those engagement group and pods that you bought your way into because there was some ad on Instagram and, like, hey, sign up for this pod and you'll get a bunch of likes and comments every time you post automatically, that's going to hurt your engagement overall. Because although it might give you some fake spam likes and some fake spam comments, it's fake. It's not real. Those people aren't going to turn into customers. They have no potential of ever really becoming a fan of you, a lifer. They're never going to really get involved in your business because they're not real people. They're spam accounts who were created to, sure, boost and give you some more likes and comments, but they're inorganic and they're inauthentic. So in my eyes, they don't matter and they will actually hurt you in the long run. If you have an engagement group or pod of real people that either you or a friend has created within your niche, that can be very helpful. So an example of this is maybe if there's a group, you know, like me, my mom, let's say Sean Cannell, let's throw in Pat Flynn, let's throw in Angie Lee, whoever. We're throwing in all the people within our little social group who were all in the same niche. We're all serving generally the same people, and we all have generally about the same amount of followers.
What?
Oh, okay, I have a little bit less. If every time one of us posts, if everyone else goes and comments and has a thoughtful piece of engagement, a thoughtful question below the post, or they're engaging with other people in the comments, that is beneficial. That's huge. That's a great way to hack your way into the algorithm and to help yourself grow on Instagram. So, you know, if you're first starting out, if you're in a multi-level marketing business or you're a new entrepreneur, find some people in your niche or in your business and start a pod together, you and a couple of like-minded individuals, and comment on each other. Do whatever you can to help everyone else grow, and you'll all benefit from that engagement group.
I couldn't have answered that any better myself. Next question is from Fit Foodie for Passions. We need to do an episode about these usernames. Like, you know, it's a cute username, but the person who I'm going to connect with is the person who owns the account. And that's who we want to brand. So when we use cute names like that, which are kind of memorable, but there's so many food, fashion, food, passion, food, fit, you know what I mean? So it's hard to go like, okay, so which one was it? Was it passion, fit foodie, or fit food? You know what I mean? So ideally, I always suggest that in your Instagram name, someplace in it, use your name. Like, let's say, for example, her name is Lisa Brown, which is a common name. So it might be Lisa Brown Fit Food. So we're connecting it with like a name. So when I do meet you, this happens to me. Does this happen to you?
Yeah.
I'll meet people and they'll be like, oh, hi. Hi. You talk to me all the time on Instagram. I am mom of seven who loves TRX. And I'm like, oh, you know, there's so many weird names like that. I would never. And then I'm like, oh, so what is your name? And then she'll say, Rhonda. And I'm still not going to remember it because that's the only time I've ever interacted with Rhonda. And I'm interacting with her on the regular on Instagram under some name that's hard to remember. Anyways, side note. Her question is, Instagram has stopped showing likes in Australia. Is this also going to happen in America and in Europe? Well, the answer to that question is yes, at least the testing of it. So Instagram has rolled this out in several different countries where they're experimenting with, thus far, that's what we think, doing away with likes. I personally love this. How do you feel about it?
I like it too, because it's helping us remove the fake spam robot likes that we've all come to seek after, just spam likes that provide us no real engagement or growth. Mm-hmm. I love that they are removing likes. I think it's going to be so good for mental health.
Yeah.
It's going to be great for people to, even the non-teenage girls listening, it's going to be great to help you stop comparing yourself to everyone else's posts on Instagram. And just because likes aren't visible to everyone else, we will still be able to see how many likes we're getting ourselves. So we'll be able to see how our own engagement rates are doing in that sense.
The other reason why I really like it is because there are times where I really want to post something useful and I hold back because I'm like, this is super useful, but I don't know that it's going to get as many likes. And here's an example. If I posted a before and after of my abs, that's going to get a lot of likes and a lot of engagement, but it's not useful to anyone. But if I posted a before and after of my brain and talked about how I improved my brain health, like that is a more meaningful, more helpful post in my opinion, but it would tank my engagement. And so I might hesitate to do that for that reason. And I'm just being honest. It's just how it is. You know, you have to constantly be playing this game where it's like, I want to give great content, but I also know I need my stuff to be seen. And if I need my stuff to be seen, it's got to be stuff that people like and engage with. So I think this is going to be a very cool thing and I can't wait for it to hit the US. I've heard rumors from some people that they've already seen it happen on their accounts. Just so you know, you as the account owner, thus far, this is what we've heard, you as the account owner will see your likes, but the people who are following you won't be able to see likes.
Mm-hmm. The next question comes from Brandon via Instagram, and his question is, what are the best ways to stand out on social media, especially when you're in a MLM, a multi-level marketing business? I'll let you take it from here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're both on the same page here.
Or you go first.
Okay. Best way to stand out if you're in an MLM on social media is to not just be the MLM on social media. So many multi-level marketers, direct sellers, business owners who I follow, they're just their business. They're just another person promoting their product. They're just another person trying to sell whatever multi-level marketing thing that they're in. They're just trying to promote and sell all the time. Instead of selling us on your product, sell us on you. And how you do that is you be authentic. You create relationships. You serve your audience in a very authentic and organic way. You're not trying to promote your business all the time. You're not constantly trying to make a sale or add someone to your downline, but you're being authentically you. You're not just, you know, showing the product and telling us about how great it is. You're showing us how great you are. And that's not to brag or to highlight all the great accomplishments you have, but just to tell us your story. Show us your stories on a daily basis. Documentation over creation. Use Instagram stories. Use your Instagram feed to really authentically show us who you are. Show us your emotions. Show us your vulnerabilities. Show us your struggles and your triumphs, because chances are the struggles that you are going through are the same things that your potential follower or customer is going through. So be organic. Be yourself on social media, and you'll grow a following around yourself, which will allow you to then stand out and grow your MLM business.
I would agree. And I would just add to that a really important clarification, which we addressed when the other, you know, earlier question asked us about, like, okay, why isn't it my wife is able to inspire people, but she can't get people to sign up to join her team or to buy her products? And that is, you got to be you, but you got to make it about them.
Yes.
So Instagram is so different than today than it was like 2 or 3 years ago, where 2 or 3 years ago, if you were just interesting in posting beautiful photos and interesting content, we just wanted to tune in and see a little bit of your life. You know, and the more perfect it was, the better. Well, today, no matter how interesting you are, if it's just about you, it's white noise, because that's what every account is about. So be you, but make it about them. Ask questions. Serve your audience. Figure out what problem it is they're dealing with and that you're interested in, and figure out how you can help people, as opposed to trying to promote your product or, you know, making yourself look perfect. Like, just be you, but remember that every single post you have to ask yourself this one critical question. Are you ready? What is in it for them? What's in it for them? Why would they care? How is this useful? How is this entertaining, motivational, educational, inspirational? Yes. But really, like, is it useful? Is someone going to come back and go, I need to see this person tomorrow and I like them? And we like people who like us. The way you can stand out is by being interested in your followers. Nicole Tacey asks, is it better to post stories in the moment, or can I save them up and post them all at once?
Nicole, I would definitely recommend posting them in the moment. Documentation over creation. If you're saving them for later, chances are you're going to revisit them and you're going to be like, ah, I didn't like this one. It wasn't, you know, my hair was a little off, or my makeup was a little off here. I didn't like the way I said this. And you're going to end up not posting it, or you're just going to forget about it. The best way to get more engagement, more views throughout the day on your Instagram stories is to be posting throughout the day on your Instagram stories. The more regularly you can post, the more your audience will get to know, like, and trust you, and will keep coming back to your story. So definitely post in the moment.
I have nothing to add. I completely agree. And someone asked me this weekend, Brock and I together at the FlynnCon event in San Diego. That was Pat Flynn's first super cool event. And someone asked me there, how do you get in the habit of posting, and how do you stay present if you're, you know, posting and documenting your day all the time? And I said to him, well, it's 15 seconds. A video is 15 seconds at the most. A lot of times I'll just post up an image, which is just click and I'm done. But if I do that, you know, once an hour, if I take 5 seconds once an hour, I mean, that's like, it's less than just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But when you do that and you do it periodically throughout the day, that slides your little Instagram circle to the front of the line every time it's refreshed. So you're going to be the first thing people see. If you only post in the morning and you post like 10 things, only people who go on in the morning at that exact moment are going to see it. So it's how you stay relevant throughout the day. For this episode, I like doing this rapid fire.
I do
this
too.
Is great. Mm-hmm. We could do this remotely too, because we're not always in the same room. That's why sometimes you'll get an episode from me. Sometimes you'll get one from Brock. He's at UC Davis and I'm at the beach. This is from Floretta. She says, how do you manage multiple feature accounts on Instagram successfully? So that's, for those of you who don't know, you can listen to a previous episode I did on feature/themed accounts. It is the fastest possible way to grow an account on Instagram right now. We offer a complete tutorial on how to get your feature accounts set up and started, and to just make it so much easier to run a feature account than sometimes actually even build your own personal brand. You still need your own personal account for sure, but you're going to grow a feature or a themed account much faster. How do you manage them? By outsourcing. And, you know, you can find really inexpensive, great help. Just, it's remarkable. Like, Brock, you love your virtual assistant.
Oh, she is the absolute best. She runs my Instagram, my feature Instagrams for me. She has been for years. And it's funny to scroll back and see how it's changed over time. And a lot of that change has become because of her own initiative and taking her own creativity, and I've given her that freedom, and that's because she's just awesome. So she has noticed trends of her own, noticed what's working on our feature accounts, and totally taken ownership of growing those accounts and seeing them flourish and getting more engagement. Outsourcing them was one of the best things I ever did. I don't even have to worry about it. I don't even check on the feature accounts most days, but I know that there's posts going up and they're growing because I trust my virtual assistants, really my one virtual assistant, to run it and to organize it.
I will say that when you're first starting out, my recommendation would be to, in less than 20 minutes, you can fly through Instagram, find at least 100 posts that you want to repost onto your themed account. Copy those links, paste them into one document, send them off to a virtual assistant. That way they get a sense of why you selected them, what it is you're looking for. And at first, when you're working with a virtual assistant, yeah, you want to interact with them. You want to correct them when they make mistakes. Don't give up. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. It does take time and some patience and explaining the way your brain thinks and then having to correct it. And hopefully every interaction you have to correct less and less and less, and you start praising and rewarding them and really thanking them for the work that they're doing. My one advice when it comes to working with a virtual assistant is don't treat them like a contractor. Don't treat them like a robot or a service. Treat them like someone you care about and praise them. And everyone wants to do a good job when they know they are appreciated. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you want to understand how to create a themed account or a feature account, we have a complete guide that will teach you how to do that. Just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. We talked a lot about Instagram today. Mm-hmm. Do you have a course on Instagram too that helps people?
Yeah, I have a super awesome free download as well. And that's on 11igtips.com. And it's like the 11 best kept secrets on Instagram. These are things that either that I've just discovered myself or that I know about that a lot of other experts aren't willing to share because they're hoarding these best secrets for themselves. So that's on 11igtips.com.
And Brock is one of our Instagram ambassadors that you will find featured in the Marketing Impact Academy. So he knows his stuff, works with a lot of great people. So links to both of those free resources will be below for you in our show notes. Don't listen to another show. Don't get distracted. Don't go on Instagram. Go download those right now. They're free. And why not take advantage of that? It is my objective to be brief, to be bright, to be fun, and then be done.
And as always, happy networking and keep storytelling.
Hey there, I'm Miller DeRay with Team Johnson. I wanted to share with you 11 ways to grow beyond 10,000 Instagram followers and monetize your page. Just go to shaleenjohnson.com/IG hacks or by clicking the link below this episode. Shaleen is going to share with you tested and proven tips you can start using today to monetize your account and grow your business with Instagram. If you find these tips helpful, then you definitely want to become a member of the Marketing Impact Academy. Not only will you learn cutting-edge, up-to-date social media growth tactics for Instagram and other social media platforms, but you'll also get the exact steps you need to take to build your brand and a solid business foundation to create multiple streams of passive income and grow your business faster than you ever thought possible with, by the way, lifetime access, the only business growth and marketing course you'll ever need. Stop hustling on social media, okay? And get serious about your business growth.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.